Chapter 14. Wei Wuxian was numb. He couldn't believe how quickly everything had gone bad. Except he could, because this was the second time it had happened. Just like the Wen clan, the Jin clan had come in and hit them with the force of a tornado. And just like the Wen clan, it felt like it was his fault.
It wasn't,
Lan Wangji said, from where he was kneeling next to Wei Wuxian in the dirt. Both of them, with their wrists and ankles tied, Jiang Cheng on the other side of Wei Wuxian.
You couldn't have known what was going to happen. I know,
Wei Wuxian replied, but he couldn't stop his more pressing thoughts. No, he'd had no way of knowing that Sui Yang was going to pop up like a murderous jack-in-the-box and steal his yin iron. But he was the one who had rejected it. He had willingly given up the shield he had used to protect his family. Now they had been captured. It wouldn't take Jing Guangshan long to figure out where the Wen remnants really were. He would kill all of them, probably including Wen Qing and Wen Ying. The only question was what he would do with the Jiang sect afterward. Jing Guangshan had been annoyed to find Jin Sichuan here and threatened all sorts of things, although Wei Wuxian doubted he would follow through on them. But Jin Sichuan certainly wouldn't be allowed to marry Jiang Yanli. The most likely course of action, Wei Wuxian thought, was that he would force Jiang Yanli to marry Jin Guangyao instead. That way he could take control over the Jiang sect. Heavens only knew that Jin Guangyao had earned it.
What's your brother thinking, I wonder?
Wei Wuxian said, glancing over at where Lan Qichun was urging restraint on Jin Guangshan's part. Wei Wuxian was pretty sure that Lan Qichun emerging from the survivors and pressing Jin Guangshan for civility was the only reason any of them were still alive. He couldn't kill Lan Qichun without pissing off Nia Mingtue, and honestly, nobody ever wanted to piss off Nia Mingtue.
Has he put two and two together yet? You mean, has he realized that Jin Guangyao probably orchestrated this whole thing and almost certainly released Sui Yang from the unclean realm? Just as Nia Mingtue accused him of doing?
Lan Wangji asked, watching his brother.
I very much doubt it.
Wei Wuxian grit his teeth. He couldn't stop his mind from playing out every worst-case scenario it could come up with. He ached to take some sort of action. But what could he do? They were ringed in by Jin cultivators. Sui Yang was sitting on the fence, swinging his legs with the sword of Xuan Wu casually over his shoulder. All the survivors had been tied up and put on their knees, except Lan Qichun. The only weapon Wei Wuxian had was the one shard of yin iron he had managed to snatch out of the chaos, and as soon as he tried to use it, Sui Yang would just take it from him. Jin Sichuan wasn't tied up, but from the miserable look on his face, he wasn't going to be taking action anytime soon. And Lan Qichun would only be able to accomplish so much. He would probably be able to secure his brother's life. He might be able to secure that of Jiang Cheng's, if only as a prisoner of the Jin clan. But he definitely wouldn't be able to convince Jin Guangshan not to kill Wei Wuxian. His mind raced furiously, coming up with plans and discarding them just as quickly. And he was so caught up in it that he almost missed Jin Guangyao's arrival. He might have if Sui Yang hadn't called out, "Hey, Jin Xiang, you're late to the party. We had all the fun without you." Cheng Mei, Jin Guangyao said, blinking at him as he came through the prison gate. What are you doing here? He didn't tell you? Sui Yang threw back his head and laughed. Your old man is a piece of work. You know that, Jin Xiang? Jin Guangyao looked between Sui Yang and his father, and then Lan Qichun. As soon as he realized Lan Qichun was there, he looked somewhat discomfited.
Arga, I didn't realize you'd be here either.
Never mind that, Jin Guangshan said, brushing this aside. Where have you been? I've been doing what you asked me to do, Jing Guangyao said. You sent me to find the Wen remnants, and it wasn't exactly easy. Wei Wuxian and Jiang Cheng both flinched, and Jing Guangshan looked somewhat surprised. Oh, you actually did that? I was getting you out of the way for a bit. I figured if you knew about this part of the plan, you'd go running and tell your precious Arga about it. Jing Guangyao flushed pink. You still doubt my loyalty, even now. I've done everything you've asked for the last year, no matter how distasteful. And now, when it actually matters, you don't include me? You couldn't have done any of this without me. I'm the one who told you Zixuan was going to warn them. I'm the one who found Cheng Mei for you and convinced him to join us after the Sunshot campaign. Not only do you plan this entire strategy without my input, you send me on a task to get me out of the way like a disobedient child? Jing Guangshan sighed. You take everything so personally, Jing Guangyao. That's why I still don't trust you. You're going to get Yunmeng out of it, so don't complain, he added, confirming Wei Wuxian's theory. Considering the shameful way you look at Zhou Jun, it's none too soon that you get married. Jing Guangyao went from pink to red and looked away, clearly mortified. Lan Xichen looked embarrassed as well and said, Jin Zongju, it's not really...
Don't defend him, Jing Guangshan interrupted brusquely. It was pitiful and we were all thinking it. Now, Guangyao, he added, not seeming to realize that Jing Guangyao was fighting a combination of rage and humiliation. If you really did find them, at least it will save us some time. Come over here and show me on a map where it is.
Yes, father, Jing Guangyao choked out. He walked over to where Jing Guangshan was standing, between his father and where the prisoners were on their knees. Wei Wuxian had an idea. It was a stupid idea. A terrible idea. It factored on 100 variables he could only vaguely guess at. But he knew one thing in that moment, and that was that there was nobody in the entire world currently carrying more resentment than Jing Guangyao.
Wei Ying, are you sure?
Wei Wuxian leaned forward and pressed the shard of yin iron into Jing Guangyao's hand. Jing Guangyao went tense, his hand folded around the piece of metal, then clenched into a fist. Shadows started to drift off of it, curling up his wrist, the sleeve of his robes. His father was still talking. As usual, he paid no attention to Jing Guangyao, instead looking around at his cultivators, giving instructions for how they were to divide up and take both Lotus Pier and the Wen refugee camp. He didn't even look at Jing Guangyao again until Jing Guangyao said, Father, may I ask you something?
What is it now?
Jing Guangshan asked, half turning back to look at his son. The shard of yin iron that Wei Wuxian had managed to catch was quite small, barely an inch long, but wickedly sharp. And Jing Guangyao's hand whipped out and he stabbed it deep into his father's eye. Jing Guangshan reeled backwards, screaming. Shadows swept around him, his veins going dark, broken lines crawling down his neck. Xue Yang hopped off the fence, looking surprised but didn't intervene. Jing Guangshan pitched backward, his body writhing. Jing Guangyao made a beckoning gesture with one hand, and the shard of yin iron flew back to it. After one final shudder, Jing Guangshan went still. Everything was silent for a long moment. Jing Guangyao was standing without moving, the shadows of resentful energy coiling around him.
Control it, Jing Guangyao,
Wei Wuxian thought at him, as if he would hear it.
Or it will control you.
Finally, Jing Guangyao turned to face the three men kneeling in the dirt. His face was blank of expression as he focused on Wei Wuxian and asked, Why did you do that? Wei Wuxian shrugged. You deserve the chance to kill him, no matter what else you've done. It wasn't like I could get the job done. If I tried to use that fragment, Xue Yang would have stopped me, but he didn't care about stopping you. Jing Guangyao nodded. He held up the shard of yin iron and then threw it in Xue Yang's direction. He lifted the sword of Xuan Wu, and it merged seamlessly with the blade. What now, Jin Xiang? Xue Yang asked cheerfully. For a long moment, Jing Guangyao studied them. Then he smiled. I could ask you to simply let things go, couldn't I? You'd probably say yes. I could take control of the Lanling Jin. My useless brother could stay here with you. But you are not the type to forgive and forget, are you? You'd want to get rid of me sooner or later. Probably sooner. Ayao, Lan Chichen hastily intervened. We can work this out. There doesn't need to be more violence. Shuiyang howled with laughter. Jinxiang, where did you find this guy? Jing Guangyao shot him a slightly annoyed look, then shook his head. I never wanted any harm to come to you, Arga. I've never done anything that I thought would have hurt you. But my father was, for all his faults, right about one thing. It's pitiful, the way I've been mooning around after you. I'll spare your brother, of course, but there's no way out of this that ends with Wei Gongxi still alive. So for that, at least, I'm sorry. Ayao, Lan Chichen said desperately. Jing Guangyao glanced around at the gene cultivators, who had the captives ringed in. He opened his mouth. There was a thunk. Jing Guangyao looked down at the arrow protruding from his chest, with an expression of mild surprise. Then he half-twisted around, as if to see where it had come from, but stumbled. Blood began to trickle out of his mouth, and he went to one knee. Shuiyang took a step forward, but then he staggered as well and fell face down in the dirt. Wei Wuxian saw three shining needles protruding from the back of his neck. What the fuck? Shuiyang said, clearly stunned. The gene cultivators hesitated, unsure of what to do. And that moment was more than enough for Lan Chichen to take out his Xiao. Their swords jumped out of their hands, spinning off into the distance. There was an immediate uproar, and Jin Xishuan jumped to his feet, shouting, "All of you, stop moving at once!" "Fuck," Jing Guangyao said, coughing out some blood, as Jin Xishuan rested the edge of his sword against his brother's throat. Wen Ying and Wen Qing emerged from the shadows outside the gate. Jiang Cheng brightened immediately upon seeing her, then blurted, "You were supposed to stay in Lotus Pier." "You were late coming back," Wen Qing snapped at him, then added more quietly, "Anying snuck out after you, so I had to sneak out after him." She drew a knife and began to cut their bonds. "And you're welcome." "Thank you, Wen Ying, Wen Qing," Wei Wuxian said immediately, and Lan Wangji echoed him as their bonds were undone. "Nice shot," he added to Wen Ying. Wen Ying flushed pink. "I wasn't sure if I should kill him. I figured I probably shouldn't. He is Jin Gongxi's brother, after all. But the arrow will prevent him from drawing in a deep breath until it's removed." Jin Xishuan nodded. "Thank you, Wen Gongxi," he said, and Wen Ying beamed. "Wen Gunyang, I would appreciate it if you would treat him."
"What about me?"
Shuiyang asked, although he didn't sound particularly put out, just curious. "Is there something in my neck? It feels like there's something in my neck." Wei Wuxian walked over and picked up the sword of Xuan Wu. The yin iron felt cold in his hands, but it didn't react to him. He sighed slightly, wondering what they should do with it. Put it in the cold pond cave, maybe. He knew he wouldn't be able to bring himself to destroy it a second time, but he also knew that it wouldn't obey him again. "Got anything to tie him up with?" Lan Wangqi handed over some spare guqin strings. Wei Wuxian knelt beside Xuiyang and pulled his wrists back, tying them together, and then his ankles, then tying his wrists to his ankles.
"At least buy me dinner first,"
Xuiyang protested.
"You're one strange son of a bitch, you know that?"
Wei Wuxian asked. Wen Qing removed the arrow from Jing Guangyao's chest and was using her mixtures to stop the bleeding. He sat in silence while she did this, Jin Xishuan's sword still at his throat, gaze on the ground.
"It wasn't shameful," Lan Chichen said abruptly.
Jing Guangyao glanced at him, then back at the ground.
"And it didn't bother me. I'm sorry I don't return your feelings, Ayao. A part of me wishes I did."
"Even now?" Jing Guangyao asked quietly. Lan Chichen looked away.
"You've done terrible things, but they were because they were your father's orders and you wanted him to acknowledge you. I can't approve of them, but I won't judge you for them.
A dry smile twisted Jing Guangyao's mouth.
I'm fairly sure you're going to be in the minority on that. My brother looks quite ready to judge me.
Wei Wuxian thought that Jin Xixuan looked like he was about to cry.
I welcomed you into our family more than he ever did. I tried my best to help you. I came to you because I thought that meant something to you.
It did, Jing Guangyao said, meeting his gaze. It just didn't mean enough. Jin Xixuan turned away. He took a deep breath and let it out.
We will take him back to Koi Tower, where he will be imprisoned, he said. I do not wish for him to be executed. For all his faults, he is still my brother.
He began giving orders to the gene cultivators to secure Jing Guangyao and transport him and Sui Yang back to Lanling. They jumped to obey, still unsure of how they should react to any of this, and honestly seeming glad that he was taking over. He asked Jiang Cheng to please give his regards to Jiang Yanli and ask her to forgive him for leaving without saying goodbye.
We'll see you again soon, I'm sure, Jiang Cheng said, and Jin Xixuan nodded.
Wei Wuxian was exhausted by the time they got back to Lotus Pier. Jiang Cheng had told him to take it easy, but he had insisted on helping with the aftermath, helping carry the bodies to the carts so they could be brought back to Lotus Pier and cremated with honor. They had lost several dozen of their new disciples, but the fact that they had left behind some to protect Lotus Pier and some to protect the Wen refugees kept it from being as bad as it could be. It was still a harsh blow, but they would recover. Lan Wengji helped, but was distracted by his brother, who seemed consumed by melancholy. Wei Wuxian wanted to say something, but really, what could be said? Sorry that the man you thought was your sworn brother turned out to be a lying, murderous asshole who came within a hair's breadth of killing your actual brother?
Wei Ying,
Lan Wengji commented.
That is not helpful.
I know it's not helpful. That's why I'm not actually saying it.
Wei Wuxian scowled despite himself.
I can't help my thoughts, remember?
Lan Wengji just sighed. It was quite late by the time they got back to Lotus Pier, long past midnight. Jiang Yanli was waiting up for them, much relieved to see them return. But there wasn't much conversation. All of them just staggered away to find a place to sleep. The next morning, the mood was still subdued. There were heavy tasks ahead of them. It wasn't until that night, after a hard day, that Wei Wuxian sat down with his two siblings, and the Wen siblings. The sword of Xuan Wu sat on the table between them. Lan Wengji was meditating with his brother. He was welcome to attend the beginning, Wei Wuxian had told him, but could not be there for the conclusion. Neither of them could be. The five of them studied the sword for a long moment in silence, before Jiang Yanli said,
Axian, what do you want to do?
Wei Wuxian took a deep breath and let it out. I'm giving this to you, he said, looking at Jiang Cheng. He frowned, looking both startled and confused. I don't want to know what you do with it. You can destroy it if that's what you want. I know that Zhou Jin knows how. He and Shifengzhen destroyed the other three pieces of the Yin Iron that we took from Wen Rohan. If you'd feel safer keeping it, that's fine too. It should be sealed away in some place like the Cold Pond Cave. Or not. Whatever you think is best.
Wei Gongxi, you don't want to decide?
Wen Ying asked, his brow furrowed. I can't, Wei Wuxian said. I made the decision to destroy it, and it turned out to be a disaster. I can't claim it anymore after rejecting it. I trust you, all four of you, to talk it over and make the best choice. I don't want to know what you decide. That's why Lan Chan can't be involved. If he knows, I'll know. But it's yours. Jiang Cheng looked uncomfortable. No, it isn't. Not anymore. Wei Wuxian shook his head. It doesn't belong to me anymore, but I think a part of me still belongs to it. And that's why I can't be involved. Please, please do this for me. It looked like Jiang Cheng was still thinking of protesting. But Wen Qing reached out and gently touched his wrist, reminding him of her presence.
Wen Yin, she said quietly,
We'll talk it through. We'll make the decision together.
Jiang Cheng nodded. All right.
Thank you, Wei Wuxian said.
Ashan,
Jiang Yanli said as he rose from his seat. You're going to be all right.
I know, Wei Wuxian managed a smile. Someday, at least. Lan Chan won't settle for anything less.